kind of the same thing. I was going through just different things, and I just didn't feel settled in my spirit that that's what God wanted me to share. And so on Monday, I just put on my worship music, and 2 hours I just read and scribbled notes down. And then at the end, I was like, God, what do you want to do with all this? Like, what is all this? And I just felt in my spirit Him say, these are the things that you should be doing every day. And so tonight we're going to talk about on the daily. So on the daily is just a slang way of saying things that you do on a daily basis. And for some, these will just be reminders. And I'm hoping that it encourages you and blesses you the way it has just studying throughout the week. So let's pray. God, I thank you for your faithfulness. God, you're so faithful. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for using us despite of us. And I just pray that that prayer that Ryan prayed, that you make us so on with you. And of course, the first thing, we heard this throughout the year actually a couple times, but the first thing that we need to do every day is just breathe. Just in Psalm 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored by all people. And beside you, and beside you, all around you, and within you, He is with you. So I'm going to dance to the first song. I want you to get deep breath into your nose. And you're coming, and you're going, and you're weeping, and you're rejoicing. So I'm one that suffers from state anxiety from time to time. It can hit me in the car, in social gatherings, or when I'm alone with my thoughts. And I do my best to hide it in many ways that maybe probably will not do well. But this is what I do, is I breathe in and out. And as I'm doing that, I say things over my head. Family's gonna be okay. Just I'll repeat, you know, God's got it. Like over and over. And a lot of times, anxiety and stress can sneak in when you feel overwhelmed. It can come on when you hurts ahead of you. And you think about what needs to be done, how it's going to be done, and you think of a million other things. And I instantly wrote down the story. And I know someone's down. You can worry about crazy and upset out of control that someone was putting hands on your shoulder and just like, it's a brief, just brief. I feel like God says that to us sometimes, like, listen, just rest in my presence. Enjoy the stillness. Yes, there's a time to do work, right? You can't let the dishes pile up in your house. It's going to get nasty and smelly. You have to do the dishes, yes, right? There's a time for that. There's a time to do ministry. It has to be done. But we have to find time to be still as well. It's all about balance. Find time to just breathe, to practice the pause, right? Practice the pause. When in doubt, pause. When angry, pause. When tired, pause. When stressed, pause. And when you pause, pray. Breathe. Just breathe. Every day, find a time to just breathe and be still in God's presence. Number two, rise above it. Every day we have to rise above it. Adele sings a song. I think she was on my mind because she came out with a new album, if you listen to that. But she sings a song called Rise Up. And the lyrics include, I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise up, I'll rise up.
Your resource, he is for, he is for. May the favor, may the favor.
He's in the faith chapter, powerful and you're strong. What if they don't listen? And God says, what's in your hand? And he gives them these miracles to show the people so that they will believe him, right? He has a staff in his hand. God says, throw it down. It becomes a snake. Pick it up. It becomes a staff again. Now put your hand in your cloak. Pull it out. It's diseased. Put it back in. It's healed. So God is giving Moses these things to show people. And then Moses says in chapter 4, verse 10, he says, God, I've never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. And God's like, who made your tongue? Who made your voice? Come on. I will help you speak. I will teach you what to say. And then this I've said to God, I have to admit several times, Lord, just please send someone else. Let someone else do it. It'll be fine. Just send someone else, right? And I just read this because we think of Moses as this strong, faithful leader, which he was. But I'm like, is this the same Moses that is in this faith chapter that made the Hall of Faith, right? You see, Moses had to rise above so many things in his life. He had to rise above worry. He had to rise above fear, inadequacy. He had to rise above a speech impediment. He had to rise above these things to do what God had called him to do. And I think about all of us every day and what we have to rise above. We too have to rise above our feelings. We too have to rise above worry, rise above fear, inadequacy, and our shortcomings. And the only way that I personally have found to rise above these things is just to keep moving. to keep moving, to keep persisting, to keep at it when you don't feel like it, when it's hard, when it hurts, to keep showing up. That's how you rise above it. I found this quote that says, you can't cross the sea merely by standing and staring at the water. If I need to get across and there's water, I can't get over there unless I move. I'm not going to get any closer just by staring at it. If I cross the road and I want to get to the other side, I'm not going to get over there unless I take a step forward, unless I keep moving. We have to rise above it, keep moving when it's hard, when it hurts. A few weeks ago, before we went on vacation, our workout at the gym just straight up messed me up. Like, it was so, I think I did like 200 squats, and I was not walking in a normal manner. I was not standing in a normal manner. And of course, we had to be in a car for 12 hours. And so every time I got out of this car, I kind of like slid down on a truck, and it felt like a oompa, oompa, like everywhere we went. And so I was just like so much pain. And so finally we get to the house, and I told Ben, I'm like, I think I just got to go for a run. Like, my legs hurt so bad. I think I just got to go run. And so I did. And did it hurt? Terribly. Did I want to? No. Even though I was on the beach, I still didn't want to be running on the beach. And when I came back, did my legs feel better? Yes. Completely? No. But much better. Why? Because when we keep moving, when we rise above our inadequacies, when we rise above our hurt, when we rise above our pain, when we rise above whatever it is we are facing, we are always better because God always steps in and helps us where we're at. We have to keep moving. The Bible says that I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And the only way I'm going to rise above it is because when I'm weak, He is strong. In Isaiah 41, it says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God will strengthen you. But you have to rise above whatever it is that you're feeling right now. And you have to keep moving. Look to Him and rise above it. So we have to breathe on a daily basis. Just breathe. Every day, rise above it. Number three, maintain character. This is one of my favorite quotes. It says, talent will take you where your character can't sustain you. It reminds me that just because God has given us a talent, just because God has given someone a talent, doesn't mean that you will be automatically exalted. You have to have the character to back your talent up. And when we talk about character, we're talking about the moral or ethical quality that one has. Collins Dictionary puts it this way, your character is your personality, especially how reliable and honest you are. If someone is of good character, they are reliable and honest. If they are bad character, they're unreliable and honest. And integrity goes hand in hand with character. A person with integrity behaves ethically and does the right thing, even when it's hard. So when we talk about character, we'll also be referring to integrity. And I instantly again thought of Daniel. I love the book of Daniel when it comes, especially when we talk about character. Right out of the gate, we have the book of Daniel, which I highly recommend. Daniel was actually brought to Babylon from Jerusalem as a captive. So this was not his fault. Nebuchadnezzar besieged the best of these young, strong men and tried to conform them to his beliefs. So we know that Daniel was young, we know that he was strong, and we know that he was a good looking man. And Nebuchadnezzar put him and his friends on a strict diet of food and wine from the temple. So they're about to eat like kings, right? But the Bible says in Daniel 1:8, but Daniel was determined to defile himself by eating the food given to them by the king. He asked the chiefest got permission not to eat those unacceptable foods. Now what do you do to defile the food in the Lord? What do you do when not one food out of the king's kitchen, right? I don't know about you, but I have a 17-year-old boy, and they're in the refrigerator. Just go to the cupboard, and then they go back to the refrigerator about 100 times. saw this meme and I thought it was perfect. The first and last time teenage boys were in this group. Right there, Daniel, we're talking about it right now. So I thought, why? Right? Why wouldn't they want this? And there's a few explanations for this. The first one is, the refusal, because Daniel was Jewish, the Jewish laws forbade the eating of meat that is sacrificed. And then another explanation is many believe that Daniel knew that by eating this food, he would be accepting the king's friendship and the kings that the king wanted them to have on him. But Daniel only wanted to depend on God. So Daniel asked that him and his buddies eat only vegetables and water for 10 days, and after that, let's see what happens. Well, if you read the story, we know that after 10 days, Daniel and his friends look stronger and healthier than anyone else. Why? Because Daniel maintained his character, God came through.
I just know.
He didn't try to be or conform to anything else that the world wanted him to conform to. He remained true to who he was in God.
In
a culture that did not honor God, Daniel still obeyed God's laws.
And they need to be reminded that your presence is real, that there's power in your presence, that it's available right now.
And this was
and
a theme throughout Daniel's life.
And some freedom and some confidence
later on,
in that.
As he's
God,
older, if you keep reading,
faith,
people were trying to find
fault begin to rise,
Daniel.
Some weights would
but
begin to come off
Daniel
of people's
6,
shoulders.
4,
right now at
Daniel
every location, I don't care if you're watching at home, in a gym, on a hike, whatever, respond in your way. But who says that's me? I need to be reminded that the presence of God has got me because I'm in a season
so
right now.
So that these,
and I don't
some,
know what's going
to
happen next.
Trying to find
I'm in a season right now and
they
I don't know. I don't have the answers
said,
I wish
listen,
I had.
Let's make a
God, I pray
that
right now that faith
you,
in your presence would
in
go to a whole
right?
new level.
This is a story
and that experiencing that presence and knowing that it's not just with me. It's not just emotional. It's not just a goosebumps thing. It's beyond me. It's waiting for me. It's working for me. It's fighting for
they
me. And you'll meet
Daniel
me when I get there to that new season
and, what
and that new location. And I pray, God, for a sense of freedom in this place today as we just celebrate
day,
the fact we can
Daniel
step into your presence.
There. Because God came
and I want to pray now for anybody. You're in a church or you're watching
and didn't
online.
Do what everyone else was doing.
And you just
kind
of know, like you've been talking about the presence of God. But I've never even
you
started
see,
that process.
Is not
I don't even have a relationship with God.
You can't
I don't know how to experience
right?
His presence.
You
it
can't
starts with one
character.
Simple request.
It eventually
God,
comes
I'll take it.
In real life.
His son died on a cross
a
to pay the price for your sins. So that today we can say, I want to receive forgiveness of my sins. I'm not going
to
be perfect. I don't have the answers,
says,
but I choose
you.
I want to put my faith in you. I want forgiveness
me.
Of my
because
sins.
Of my
I want your presence
you
in my life so that I can get through stuff better today, but way more than that, because I want heaven forever. If that's you and you know this is my moment, I need to put my faith in Jesus today. Raise your hand wherever you're at, and I'm going to say a prayer for you. Put them up. Praise God. I know that there's hands going up literally around the world right now. Put them up. Just respond to God. God, I choose you today. God, I choose you today. God, I thank you for the eternal lives that are being changed right now as people are crossing over from death to life. I pray that they would sense your presence in an authentic way as we continue to worship you with music. I pray for a spirit of encouragement and faith and peace and joy and excitement in this place today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, let's go, Corey.
Let that be our prayer. Let us maintain character no matter where we are, no matter who we're around. Let people know that we are going to remain faithful to who God is in our lives. That nothing is going to shake us. Nothing is going to break us because we're going to maintain our character. And lastly, things that we have to do on a daily basis is we have to walk our assignment. We have to walk our assignment. I want to encourage you to walk your assignment. There's a song that came out and I thought I'd get kicked out if I played it. But it came out a few years ago. It's a little bit sad. But it's called Walk It Out, right? It's like, I walk it out. And so I thought about that. Because we have to walk it out. You don't have to live up to anyone's expectations. You have to do it. Your assignment is your life. I teach 2 years old. just have four of them. You're a 13-year-old. And so class was over, and I was going back to the hallway to get to the room. And we were already standing up in kind of like a circle. And so I was like, "This is it." She was like, "What's your mom's name?" And she's, you know, taking the name. "What's your daughter's name?" She's like, "I'm going to pray for her." And she goes like this. She has her phone, and she goes to put it in her purse. And then she turns around really quick, and she goes, "Actually, let's just pray right now. Let's get into the Lord's name here." So I'm like, "Let's do it. Like, you know, this is what I pray for." So his mom begins to pray, like, 2 minutes prayer right there in the hallway. She's like, "Amen." Everyone's crying. And it was a beautiful moment. Says what? So whatever you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Walk your assignment. Do what God has told you to do. Because when you do, and you do it with the right character, when you just rise above it, and when you begin to breathe in stillness of His presence, then He will get the glory. Amen. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for your words. I thank you, God, that you have called us all to go to another level with you. Help us every day to find that stillness in you, to rise above whatever it is that we're facing. God, help us to do the right thing, even when no one is looking, to maintain our character. And God, help us to walk our assignment, that no assignment is insignificant in your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, come on. Awesome. What a night. What a moment that really matters tonight. All around from the moment that we came in. And it's so important for each and every one of us just to. I love Aaron has on her laptop. Gratitude. Thought of that all throughout. I'm so thankful for her. So thankful for the gift and the calling on your life. So grateful. And I don't want to ever lose that. That's why I wanted you all to stand up tonight when Ryan said about somebody. Ultimately, this heart of gratitude. And I'm just so grateful for what God has done tonight. It's something has been implanted in our hearts. All those points that you made, I struggle with some of the breathing part. When you said that, I don't want to breathe. Anybody else feel that? No, don't tell me to breathe. I don't want to do that. But let's just take in God's grace and His love tonight. Can we do that? Why don't you stand up on your feet tonight with me? Thank you, Lord. Can all over this house, can you just begin to say, just say thank you, Lord. Just open up your mouth and say that. Miracles happen when we just thank you. Just come on, don't get tired of that. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your servant tonight. Thank you for your servants tonight. Sharing your word. Come on, keep saying it. So say, God, thank you. You can thank Him for something that He's done today. Come on. Be grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Lord, I thank you for this word tonight. Some of us struggle with in some of these areas that you help us. You're committed to helping us. And Lord, for that we praise you. Because we know you are the only. Pray for my brothers and sisters, every one of them. Nobody like you. And will we release the hold of our lives? Completely submitted. Every way of our lives. Every will. Help us to do away with preconceived. Help us to embrace the way you will. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. 10 seconds. Stones will sing. Come on. Just sing. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. I pray for everyone here. Those of you that are watching online, especially one in particular, his name is Andrew. I love you with all of my heart. I love each one of you. Have a great night. Hey, Aaron, come down, stand up here. Benjamin, come on over here with your wife. Stand right up here. If you want to come down, you need prayer, let them pray for you. Or if you just want to high five and say, man, they needed that tonight. Just come on before you leave, okay? Love you. Blessings to you.